Today we are learning Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Where on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph? Like right there, the bottom of the page. A few lines from the bottom of the page on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are up to Kiavu Mifti Rabbanan Mi Bei Rav Chizda. When the Rabbanan would leave the Beis Medrash of Chizda, Va'amrila, Beir of Shlomo Bar Nachmeni. Some say, when they left the Beis Medrash of Shlomo Bar Nachmeni, Omru Lei Hachi. They said to him as follows. They darshaned the Pasuk in a way that expressed a great deal of admiration for who he was. The pasuk they chose to darshan is a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Mem Dalid that says Alufeinu Musubalim Ein Peretz Vein Yotzeis Vein Tzvacha Berchavoseinu. How did they darshan this pasuk? What is it talking about? Alufeinu Musubalim. Alufeinu means people who are like our officers, our sarim, our superiors. Misuvala means people who are sovel, people who are laden, who are holding something, who are tolerating something, who are bearing the burden of something. Salufenu misuvalim. Rav Ushmuel va'amila Rabbi Yochanan Blazar. Rav and Shmuel and some say Rabbi Yochanan Blazar had a debate how they darshaned it. Chad amar, alufenu batorah. You are our master in Torah. Umusuvalim b'mitzvos, and you are laden with mitzvos, meaning you are totally loaded up with tons and tons of mitzvos. V'chad amar alufeinu b'torah u'b'mitzvos. Alufeinu means you are our master in both Torah and mitzvos, and therefore we still have musuvalim to mean something else. Umusuvalim b'yisurim, and you bear the burden of yisurim, of much suffering. Ein peretz, and then we daven for you that ein peretz shalo tehe siyasenu kisiyaso shel David, that our chevra, our associations, should not be like those who were associated with David, because you see, David was a very great tzaddik, but not all those who were associated with him could say the same. Sheyatzu mimenu Achitofel, amongst David's closest advisors at certain points in his life, was Achitofel. And what do we know about Achitofel? He was a great strategist, that's true. And ultimately he sided with Avshalom. And that Avshalom didn't trust his strategy, and therefore Achitofel knew that Avshalom was going to fail, because he knew that he was a great strategist, and he therefore committed suicide, because he knew that he was going to be a martyr of Malchus anyway. Once Avshalom's rebellion fails, his life was not going to be worth living anyhow. But he not a good guy. He ended up supporting a rebellion against David. So we don't want that kind of chevra around us. We also don't want associations like some of those who were associated with Shaul, namely Shiatzimena Doik Hadomi. Doik Hadomi, what did he do? What did Doik Hadomi do? Why is he such a bad guy? So he's the one that spoke Lashon Hara about the entire city of Nov, and about how they were covering for David, and when in fact they had no idea, the city of Nov had no idea that David was a fugitive at all. They assumed David was still an honored general in Shaul's army. And Doeg speaks all this Lashon Hara about them. Shaul believes it. Shaul decides he wants to kill out the city of Nov, and Doeg does it. Doeg does the deed and kills out the whole city of Nov Yara Kohanin. He was Shaul's general, yeah. So he kills out the whole city of Nov Yara Kohanin. Which ultimately David felt guilty about, because David was the one who was hidden away in Nov, and that's why I think we've mentioned in chapter Nun Beis of Tehillim, David talks about chapter Nov. David talks about the guilt that he felt about Nov. So Doeg Hadomi ve'ein tzvacha shalo teisiyasem k'siyos shalisha. We also shouldn't have associations like those who are associated with Elisha, namely Shatzim Menu Gechazi, that Gechazi emerged from Elisha. Who is Gechazi? What do we know about Gechazi? So a couple of things. One, we already had earlier in this Masechta. On Dav, what? Who remembers having Gechazi in this Masechta? And Dav Yuram Beis, what did he do? He did something that the woman who hosted Elisha knew, that Elisha was a very holy man. How did she know Elisha was a very holy man? She changed his sheets. There was never any carry on his sheets. But she also knew that Gehazi, not so holy. Why? Why was Gehazi not so holy? He would touch her and grab her in places that are totally inappropriate. Not a very holy man. So Gehazi is one who emerged from the company of Elisha. So we don't want to be associated with people like this. Baruch Avoseinu, what do you do with the pasuk Baruch Avoseinu? Shelo yehilanu ben ol talmud shemachliach tavshilo barabim. Baruch Avoseinu means in a public place. We don't want to have a child or a student who goes sour in a public way where we're able to see that they did something wrong. By the way, Gehazi did something else wrong. When Naaman had Saras, right? Mishrib and Naaman Sarato, right? When Naaman had Saras, Elisha came and was merape him. And Naaman said, okay, Elisha, let me pay you for your services. Elisha said, no, thanks. I don't take money for my services. So have a nice day. And he started walking away. And Gehazi's like, walking with him. He's like, oh, I just got to go back to go to the bathroom or something. And he runs back. He's like, yeah, we'll take the money. And that was not very good. Elisha wasn't particularly pleased about that. So anyway, so this is Gehazi. He's listed, I believe, in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin as one of the Hadiotos that in the Chelek Le'olam Haba. So not good. I think all these people are listed as those who are in the Chelek Le'olam Haba. Because the last paragraph of Masechet Sanhedrin starts with the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael, Yisrael Chelek Le'olam Haba. Well, that's very well known. What's lesser known is it then follows with a list of exceptions, except for, right? That is, it's a machlokas, actually, where that parak belongs in the Masechet Sanhedrin, whether it's the ultimate or penultimate parak in the Masechet Sanhedrin. We have it in Shas as the last parak, the last 20 blad in the Masechet Sanhedrin is all agadita. Parak Chelek is entirely agadita. When Rav Shechter used to give a weekly share in Sanhedrin in Brooklyn, when they got to Daf Tzadi, he said, okay, that's it, so what Masechet should we start next? They're like, there's 20 blot left. He said, I never heard shir from Rav Soloveitchik on Perek Chelek. I don't know how to say shir on Perek Chelek. So they convinced him to say shir on Perek Chelek. So he told me afterwards, he said, it wasn't very good. I don't know. I'm sure it was very good. Okay. Shimuel Avira Lev Harachoka Mitzadaka. Rav Shmuel Varmila Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Chad Amar Kolon and Kolon Izonim Mitzadaka. This is talking about, this passage is talking about Avira Lev. Who are Avira Lev? So Rav and Shmuel and some say Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar all understand that it's talking about Sadiqim. So Chad Amar Kolon Kolon Izonim Mitzadaka. The whole rest of the world needs the tzedakah of Hashem in order to be supported because they don't actually deserve to be supported by Hashem. But v'heim, these abire koach, these tzaddikim, nizon bezroa, they get supported because they actually deserve it. They have their own zechuyos through which they earn the support of God. V'chadar, the other one says, no, kolon kolon nizonin bezechusa. V'heim afilu bezechusatzman nizonin. Everyone else gets supported in the zechus of these tzaddikim. And the whole and these tzaddikim themselves, they end up starving because their zechuyos aren't enough to support them, but they're supporting all the rest of the world. This is what we refer to as a tzaddik yisod olam. Why is it tzaddik yisod olam? What does it mean? I'm sure you've heard the phrase tzaddik yisod olam. Why is it tzaddik called the yisod olam? Because he keeps the world running. It's in his zechus that the world is supported. Who was the tzaddik yisod olam initially? Yosef HaTzaddik. He, in a very literal sense, he fed the entire world. The entire world would have died of starvation had it not been for him. So these are the tzaddikim that their zechus feeds everybody. And their own zechus doesn't feed them. Kidrav Yidom Rav, like Rav Yidom Rav said, Dam Rav Yidom Rav, B'kol yom v'yom baskol yotzeis me'ar choriv. Every day, a heavenly voice comes out from Ar Choriv v'omeres, and it says as follows, Kol olam kolon izonu b'shil Chanina b'ni. The whole world is supported because of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his great tzidkus, my son Chanina. V'chanina b'ni, dailo b'kav chruvin me'erav Shabbos le'erav Shabbos. And all he subsists on is one kav of charuv, of buxer, which is this nasty thing they used to give us in elementary school in Tu B'Shvat. Right, so that's what he would have. Me'erav Shabbos, le'erav Shabbos, all he would have. But his chus is feeding all the other people in the world. Upliga Rav Yehuda, and this is against Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, man abire lev. Rav Yehuda says, no, abire lev is not a reference to tzaddikim at all. You know who abire lev is? Govai tipshai. It's the foolish Govai people. It's a nation, the nation of Govai, who are fools. Amar Rav Yosef says, I'll prove to you that they're fools. You want to know how? Teda, Dalo Igayer Giura Minayu. Go look at Beis Din's Geirus logs. Who has converted from which nations? You will find nobody has converted from this nation. Why? Because they are fools. If they weren't so foolish, they would have recognized the MS, and at least some of them would have wanted to convert. Now, we don't promote conversion, we don't ask for conversion, but still, you know, you'd imagine that some people would arrive at that conclusion and would want to convert, but this nation didn't want to. The people from Asa Mechasia are Abirei Lev. They're the reference to Abirei Lev. What does it mean in what sense? Same sense. The Kachazu Yakur Dal Raisa Trezimni Bishasa. They see the glory of the Torah twice a year, and even after seeing the glory of the Torah, V'loka Megayir Giyura Minayim. We don't find that we're Megayir anybody from them. Why do they see the glory of the Torah twice a year? When twice a year do the people of Asa Mechasia see the glory? Not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, says Rashi. Shayu Nesafim Sham Yisrael Ba'ador L'shma B'lchasa Pesach Medrash Travashi. Twice a year they'd get together at the Archikala, exactly, to learn all the halachos. So in Adar to learn all the halachos of Pesach, in Elul to learn all the halachos of Sukkot. So for the Shnei Regalim, they would learn all the halachos. What's the obvious kasha? There are Shalosh Regalim. So, Nu, what do you say? Okay, that's a little fancy. Saying the Ramban with this here summer. Okay. So the Pasha Pshat is, what are they going to do? They'll show up to the Shir for a week at a time about Hilchos Shavuos, and there's nothing to teach. It's just regular Hilchos Yantif, which Mestam is already covered in the Sukkot and the Pesach Shir. There are no mitzvahs Hayom on Shavuos, so there's nothing unique to Shavuos to talk about. Pesach, you could talk about forever and ever. Sukkot, you could talk about for a good amount of time. Shavuos, what are you going to say? So that's not what Tosfos says, though. Tosfos says, Avabat Seres She'inu Eli Yom Echad Lo Yukol Kach Misasvin. Tosfos focuses not on how many halachos there are about Shavuos, but on the length of the Yom Tov itself. The Yom Tov itself is only one day, so they wouldn't gather together for such a limit. I would imagine other Rishonim must say. I didn't look around at all. But they must say that, because Shavuos doesn't have any halachas. The discussion, the first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov, discusses whether the inyan of Shaul and Vidarshin applies to all Yom Tovim, Shaul and Vidarshin, Hilchos Achag, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Is it only Pesach? Is it only Pesach and Sukkot? You have Rishonim that say on all sides, that come down on all sides. So the main point of
how can you have it that it's only Pesach, Shaul and Vidarshin?
Because it's derived from Pesach. Right, the Gemara in Pesachim, the first paragraph of Pesachim, learns it from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was standing on Pesach Rishon being Malamid Hilchos Pesach Shein. So it may relate to Karban Pesach more than anything else. The main point number one, it's the they would bless the Rebbe that he shouldn't have wicked kids like wicked kids or friends like Achitofel, Doeg, or Gechazi. Number two opinions, whether tzaddikim enjoy the benefit of their own zechios, or their zechios are used to sustain the whole rest of the world. And number three, nations with no gerim are considered foolish, especially if they get to see Kavodat Torah. You get to witness the Kavodat Torah and still doesn't cause one moment of pause to say, you know, maybe there's something here. Good. Chasanim Rotzu Likros. The Mishnah said that a chasan is passed from Kriyat Shema on the first night after he gets married. Rabbi Gamliel did it anyway. The Talmidim said to him, "Hey, Rabbi, I thought you're not supposed to do that. No, you can't be mevatel malach shemayim afilu shachas." But then the next Mishnah said that a chasan, if he wants to say Kriyat Shema, if he chooses to say Kriyat Shema, right? What did we say? Korin, no problem, right? Kore, he's allowed to. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagreed and said, "No. Lo kol harotz litol Hashem. Not everyone could just say that I'm good enough that I'm going to be able to focus, even though it's the night of my wedding, on saying Kriyat Shema." Says the Gemara, the Maimon of Rishon Gamliel Chayish Liyura. Rishon Gamliel is the one that apparently is saying that we're worried for this guy having the yuhara. What's yuhara?
Hubris.
the hubris, the religious arrogance to say that he's capable of having kavana. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't buy it. He says, no, we cannot allow that. He's worried about yuara. V'rabbanan lo chayshi liyuara, and the rabbanan are the ones that are not worried about yuara and say, okay, if he says he can do it, you know, who are we to say that he can't? Says Marvah, but we learned that each of these opinions said the exact opposite. Ditznan, we have a Mishnah. Makom shogel asas melacha b'tishah b'av, osin. If you live in a place where the minig is that people work on Tishah B'av, you can do work on Tishah B'av. Makom shogel shalal asos, ein osin. You live in a place where people do not do melacha on Tishah B'av, you know what you should not do? Melacha on Tishah B'av. The kol makom, but no matter where you live, talmidei chachamim b'teilim. The talmidei chachamim don't do melacha on Tishah B'av. So, can you just say, well, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm not going to do Melacha. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Li Olam Yaseh Kol Adam Esatzmo, Ke Talmud Chacham. The Rabbanan say, no, only Talmud Chacham take off the Tishbav. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, everyone could decide that they're a Talmud Chacham in this regard. Apparently, Rav Shimon Gamliel is not worried that people are going to express religious arrogance by not doing Melacha on Tishbav, saying, oh, look at me, I'm a Talmud Chacham. And the Rabbanan are worried about that, and they say, no, you have to be a certified Talmud Chacham in order to not do work on Tishbav. So, Kasha Drabbanan Adrabban, Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel Adram Shimon Gamliel. It's a double stira. So the Gemara has two ways of resolving it. Am Rabbi Yochanan, the simple way of resolving it, Mukhlefes Hashita. Switch around their opinions in one of these machlokos, and then, voila, they perfectly conform to each other, and you have no problems. Rav Shisha Breid Ravidi Amar, Li'olam Lo Tachlif. Now, let's not go with our magic eraser changing around names in Mishnayos. That's always a little uncomfortable. Let's see if we could resolve it without doing that. Derabbanan ad Rabbanan Lo Kasha. The stira in the Rabbanan is not a stira. Why? What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan are the ones that said that if you want to say Kriyat Shema on your wedding night, no problem. It's not Yuara. But the Rabbanan are also the ones that said, you want to take the day off on Tisha B'Av and you're not really a Talmud Chacham. Yes, problem. No good. Can't do that. So why is it? Why are they not worried about Yuara for the Chassan, but they are for the guy not working on Tisha B'Av? So says Mar, here's why. Kriya Shema, kivan de kulei alma kakaru, v'iyu nami kari, lo mechsi ki Yuara. 400 guests at his wedding. What are they all doing right before Shemona Esrei Marv? They're all saying Kriya Shema. So in what way is that Yora? He's acting the same way as everybody else around him. You see, the way the Rabbanan define Yora is not doing something that, given your circumstance, is beyond your level, but it's doing something that makes you stick out, that obviously makes you, draws attention to yourself, makes you different from everybody else. So even though it happens to be your wedding night, it's none of those other 400 people's wedding nights, but since you're doing something that everybody else is doing, mimela, that's not yuhara. That cannot be defined as yuhara. I had a Talmud once who, here in DRS, who graduated and went to a yeshiva in the old city, and when he came back from yeshiva, he asked his parents for his birthday to get a smaller pair of tefillin. And his parents said, why do you want a smaller pair of tefillin? He said, because for when I wear it all day and at mincha, you know, I'm in a need, it's more comfortable to have a smaller pair of tefillin. They said, well, why on earth would you wear tefillin at mincha? Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't wear tefillin at mincha. The Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't wear tefillin at mincha. Rav Soloveitchik didn't wear tefillin at mincha. For some reason, they chose those three gedolim. The list could have gone on and on and on. But so he said, because in the old city, holy Jews of the old city wear tefillin at mincha. So I want to wear tefillin at mincha, even when I'm in America. So his mother went on YU Torah, and she went on the first year she could find from Rav Schechter, and she clicked the Ask the Speaker button. And she wrote a letter to Rav Schechter, is my son out of his mind, or is he correct that he should be wearing tefillin at mincha? And the next day she got a written tshuva from Rav Schechter saying, your son is out of his mind. Not exactly that way. He said, this is not, what Rav Schechter's lashon was, this is not what we call mechzi ki yuhara, something that looks like yuhara, ella yuhara mamish. This is the very textbook definition of yuhara. Why is it the textbook definition of yuhara? Mail in the old city, you know, where there are a bunch of people. It's what? Here in America, you're going to be the only one. So that's yuhara. You're doing something differently, so overtly differently, than everybody else. So that's how the Rabbanan define Yuara, as something clearly differently than everybody else. So the Chasin, it's not so clearly different. It's not Yuara. But Hacha, Kivin Dekuli Alma Avdi Melech Avi Loka Avid. But on Tisha B'Av, everyone else is working. Oh, I can't work. I'm a Talmud Chacham. Mechsi Ki Yuara. That looks like Yuara. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo kasha. And it's also not a steer Rav Shimon Gamliel. You see, he's got a problem with the chassan, but no problem with the guy taking off on Tisha B'Av. Why? Chassan bekavana talya milsa. When it comes to the chassan, it all depends on the ability to focus on the night of his wedding. We know that he can't. There's no way. And if he's pretending to, that's all it is. He's a pretender. He's not really focusing. So we're not going to let him get away with that. Aval hacha, but over here it's not so obvious that he's doing something wrong, because haroa omer malacha hudein lo. You see a guy taking off on Tisha B'Av, you know what you say? Nebuch, he's out of a job. He's not the only one who's not working today. Whatever the unemployment rate is, there's all those people that aren't working today. There are lots of people that don't have anywhere to go, don't have any work to do. So it doesn't necessarily make him look like he's holding himself above everybody else. He's amongst the many, many people who aren't working. Main point number four. Stira. We have a stira, whether we are choshish liyora by refraining from Malach on Tisha B'Av and by Chassan reading Shema. And we have two ways to resolve the stira. For extra credit, what are the two ways to resolve the stira? First one was switch the shitas. And the second one was right, that the Rabbanan define Yuara by doing something different than everybody else. And Rav Shimon Gamliel apparently doesn't define Yuara that way, as doing something different than everybody else, but doing something that's beyond your level, that's beyond your madrega. It's a fundamental dispute about the definition of Yuara. Where do we paskin Yuara in Halacha? What do we paskin as a violation of Yuara? I think Shulchan Aruch says if you do Netilas Yadayim for fruits, that's considered Yuara. It's considered a violation of Yuara, so nobody else does. Okay. Misha Meso Mutalafanav. New parak, third parak. We'll do the Mishnah. Misha Meso Mutalafanav. Someone who is, what do we call a person who's Meso Mutalafanav? What's the colloquial term? Someone who is an onain. Potter mi kriyashma, umina tfilin, and mi kol mitzvah samoros patara. He's potter from kriyashma, from tfila, from tfilin, and you know what else? Once we're at it, all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Why is he potter from all these mitzvahs? Says Rashi. Same reason the chassan is pater. He's tarud tirda de mitzvah. Osik be mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. Even if one is mentally caught up in a mitzvah, like a chassan, so someone who's burying the dead is also mentally caught up. Ooh, but we learned an avel is not tirda de mitzvah. Yeah, an avel's not, but apparently an onain is. Because an onain's got kvura to do. So he's tarud tirda de mitzvah by having to worry about the kvura. Tosfos over here quotes from the Yerushalmi, Amar Rabbi Bon Ksiv Leman Tizkar Ad Kol Yemei Chayecha Yom Shatosik Bechayim V'lo Yom Shatosik B'Mesim. A drasha, not Osik Mitzvah Padam, a drasha. You know when you have to read Kriyat Shema? When you are dealing with the living, when you're dealing with the dead, a drasha min haTorah, you don't have to say Kriyat Shema. Nafkamina would be whether it's a drasha or it's Osik Mitzvah. If you're burying a non-relative, okay, interesting. Although I would be surprised if Yerushalmi would take it to that. Nafkamina might be someone else is taking care of the kavura. You're not actually osik in the mitzvah. There's a chevra kadisha. They're taking care of everything. You already sent the body off to Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing left to be done. So if it's but these are still death days. These are still death days, but you're not actually osik. Okay. No se amito v'chilufein, those who carry the coffin and those who get it handed off to them and hand it off to the other people. Eshalefne amito v'eshale achar amito. Normally there are people in front of the coffin, people behind the coffin. Eshalefne amito tzarech b'em p'turin. Those who are necessary people in the funeral but are still in front of the coffin, they don't have to say Kriyat Shema. V'eshale achar amito tzarech b'em, those who are necessary people in the funeral but are behind the coffin, chayavim. They are chayav in Kriyat Shema. The elu ve'elu p'turim in tefila, but they're all pater from tefila. Rashi points out because tefila is not da'oraisa, the lav da'oraisa he. And also, there's more time to daven than there is to say Kriya Shema. So they could daven later. Kavru esames v'chazru. Once they already buried the dead and now they're going back, the Avelim are going back to the Shura where they're going to have a Nichum Avelim by the community. If they're able to begin and complete the Shema before they get to the Shura, yaschilu, they should do so. But if they're unable to do that, lo yaschilu, don't start if you're not going to be able to finish. Those who are standing in the rows, those who are in the inner part of the rows that are directly going to be facing the Avelim, they're patur from Shema. Those who are in the outer part of the rows that are going to be sort of like faces in the crowd are chayiv in Kriya Shema. We will leave it there for now, and Be'ezras Hashem on Monday. On Monday's parent teacher again. On Tuesday, we will pick up right after the mission.